We'll start again. Daf kufches amid beis, two lines from the bottom. Who are your oimer? Yad la'ayin tikotzeitz. If someone puts his hand, and Rashi says, kodim letilu shachris, so there's a ruach, that shoyre ruach raw, that shoyre under your yadayim. So yad la'ayin tikotzeitz. It's better that his hand would have been cut off and chopped off than touch his eyes. Yad l'choytem, in the nostril and the nose, tikotzeitz. Yad l'peh, also tikotzeitz. Yad l'oizen, tikotzeitz. It seems like all openings of a person's body. Yad l'chasuda. Chasuda is the opening that a person has when he does akozas dam, bloodletting. So there's also an opening. So it's also tikotzeitz. Yad l'oma, tikotzeitz. The opening of the aver. Yad l'pita bas, which is the gdolim come out, that's also a tikotzeitz. So that's what it seems to imply, that it's all because of Ruach Ra.
Only in the morning?
In the morning, before Netil Sidayim, because Ruach Ra is sharing a person. Now, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says as follows. The last Dima Maschil on Yad L'Pita Bas Tikotzeitz, Stok Rashi, V'loi Tiga Shuv Ba'ayin or Ba'oizin Kodim Netila. Rashi's saying, when he touched the Tapita Bas, don't touch after that your eye or your ear before Netila. It sounds like that the Ikka problem was the eye and the ear. In addition to if you're touching first the Pita Bas, because Rashi doesn't say that Tikotzeitz because you're touching the Pita Bas before Netila. He says, V'loi Tiga Shuv Ba'ayin Ba'oizen. Makes a tziruf of the ayin and the oizen. Seems like here it's because of you touch the pita bas. That's the problem. Why do you need the cutting the tea lift? It's not because of the pita bas, so it's as hygiene. So then it's not hot nishmini before the tila. Or maybe it means taka, not the tila shakas over here of guacho. Here Rashi is maybe saying hygiene. Lo tiga shuv ayin abayzin cutting the tila. Do not make sure you don't touch your eye and your ears now before you wash your hands after you touch the pita bas. Maybe not saying for sure. Well. Here it's a hygiene, it's tikotze, the same thing. But the diik is a shtaka diik. Le'tiga shubayin. Addition, Rashi says, noich loish tikotze, it's guach ro shoyga ala yad. Now this is referring to the ruach ro that are on a person's fingers. That's why Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av, we only wash till the end of the fingers, which touches the kave, the yad, before it touches the palm. Second knuckles, why? Why do we touch the knuckles? Because over there is ruach ro that you have to do. That's like an atilu shal mitzvah. Now the Kaf Chai makes a diuk that let's say a person touches his eyes with the palm of his hand, so then it won't have the problem because the Ruach Ra is only shayr on the Rosh Hashanah. So the Maisa, that's what he says. Makam lahakel koponim, not to do it. A very person should abstain. As a matter of fact, the Mishabura says you shouldn't even touch the gava ayin, not even in the eye, the gava ayin before Netila. In Siman Dalet, there's all the halachas in Siman Dalet. Zok di more weiter. Daf kuftes amid aleph. Yad le gigis. So here Rashi says gigis is a gig of sheicher, matilim by sheicher.
A what?
A gigis, a barrel of sheicher, where you make beer in. Also tikotzeitz. Now here Rashi says why? Deloy tiga koydim til shachris. Don't touch it before shachris. It's pierced because of the clearly because of the ruach ra. The ma'aser the Beis Yosef in Siman Dalet says because if you touch it, then it's not gonna, you're gonna be mazik it. If you touch it, then it's not gonna be able to do its job, the beer. It's not gonna taste as good, it's gonna be ruined. Not because of the ruach ra necessarily.
Were you touching the opening of the barrel?
No, you're touching the beer itself.
The barrel?
The barrel itself and the beer itself. The way the Beis Yosef says, stam, it's touching the beer itself. And then Chlami, he says, Lav Lav Kabir, it's any Michael. Don't touch things that also, is it hygiene? Is it Pasha that doesn't, it's not gonna do its job the way a person wants to taste it? We'll see soon in Rashi that not everything is because of Netila Kerem Shachar. Zokti Mo Vaita. What's the problem, Taka, with touching the eye? Yad Mesame, it blinds, meaning the Ruach Ra. Yad Machreshes, it deafens in the oizen. Yad Malav Philippus, that's if you put it, Zagdrashi, in the peh or in the choytem. It's malapelifas, which is a reach, a choytem, va peh. That's all Rashi's pshat, the first pshat. Here Rashi says on Amar Aleph, the fourth line, Vili Nira, that some of them are taka different. Yad La Oma, when you put your hand on the Oma, it's not because of the Pia Oma, the opening. Asrach Ra. No, Loilinian Shachis Nakad Lo. Hotnish with Shachis. Elam Ishum, the Mevili De Keri. Because of Hirur, you're touching the Oma. And that's the Gaya, not just before Shachis, it's any time in the day. Umisech Nidam, you know, Tikotzets, Shumai Timer, Shum the Tanya Banami, Letusa the Tikotzets, Tanya Nami Kabihanoch. Since it says the Klol of Tikotzets, by that one, so it's mentioned over here together with the other ones of Tikotzets because of Netilas Shachris. V'chein Yad L'Pita Bas is also different. The Mashmish Batodir, if someone does this constantly, it causes hemorrhoids. So he's saying that two of them, L'Nira Zakrashi, is not because of the Ruach Ra. Yes, Ayin and Oizen and Peh is Ruach Ra. But Omer is because of Keri, and Tipita Mas is because of Tachtonia, it's because of hemorrhoids. It's mentioned over here, because the need of the Gemara Takas and Tikotzes on that Gufa. Because of Keri. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya Rav Nosson Neme Bas Chayin Izu. So there's a gears on the side, that they're referring to the, straight out, they're referring to this, but that's going in the next Gemara, Bas Melech. Over here, Zog the Gemara, Tanya Rav Nosson Neme, Bas Chayin Izu, meaning this Ruach Ra is a Bas Chayin. It's free to do as it wishes. Zog the Rashi, HaRuach HaShor Al Yedayim Lefnei Netila. It's a Bas Chayin. To do what? Umakpedes, and it's Makped, meaning, The Ruach Ra still has an effect. Until you wash your hands three times. This is the halachas of Siman Dalet of washing your hands, b'sirugin, three times in the morning. Opvashin, negelvasa. So Rashi Taka says, Achishbach ma'im yofa gimel pomim al yodov. Now the Goin in Ma'isirav, it's brought down in Mishaburi even, and in Biagro, I think it's also, that you do it four times. The reason you do it four times is to take off the Ruach Ra from the Mayim itself. Meaning the Yadayim had Ruach Ra. Now the third time there's Ruach Ra is on the Mayim that you took off the Yadayim. So to wish up the Ruach Ra on the Mayim, you do it the fourth time. Nafkamina is on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, where we only noitel, only Nitzil Shal Mitzvah. So according to the Goyim, you do four times, even then, because that's necessary. According to the Velt, you only do three, if you don't go with the Goyim. The Gvelta, three times each hand. You don't do more than what's necessary.
You don't do four.
If you always do four, do four, yes. If you do like the going the whole year, then you do four. That's a chelik of the Netilas Shel Mitzvah. But if you don't, if you fizik three, then you don't do more on Yom Kippur. But according to the going, you do four, then who went in Yom Kippur? You don't differentiate.
The fourth
take off the Ruach Ra from the Mayim itself. According to the going, it's very not optional. If it's optional, if you want to do like the Goyin, then it's optional. But according to the Goyin, it's a necessity. This is very interesting, because this is a halacha, dina de gemara, that's all etzem alpi kabbalah, ruach ra and all these things. Usually gemara, we don't paskin like kabbalah things. This is ganz a simon and shulchan aruch that we do, it's all based on, really on kabbalah, on the ruach ra, that shayla. There's many shailas in the poskim, if you sleep in the daytime, is it dafke at night or not? That's not for now. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Puch, Mavi Bas Melech. Puch, which is Choyl Zog Rashi, which is the eyeshadow, or on the side it says, Pirush Choyl Enayim, if you put it on your eyes, it's Mavi Bas Melech. The Bas Melech, it was Mazik, your eyes, the Puch was Maverit. So what is Bas Melech? So over here, we're referring to Taka, Zog de Bach. Oh, Bas Chorin. It's Mavir de Bas Chorin. What we just called the Ruach, what we call the Bas Chorin, it's free to be Mazik. So here we call it Bas Melech, but really it's the Bas Chorin. The Puch is Mavir if it's Mazik de Hayin. Zog de Morgan, not just Puch, this Choyl is Mavir. The hezek of the Bas Chayrin, of the Ruach Ra, but it's also place because Adima, it stops a person from tearing, over tearing. Umavet Seyer, Bafapayim, and it adds hairs to the eyelids. The person is lacking hairs. So, Puch, that's the coil, is Mavet Bas Melech, place because Adima, Umavet Seyer, Bafapayim. For Umavet Ukor Mashmuel, Alin. Alin is a type of growth that grows like different types of different types of asevs. So Rashi, kach shema asev. The name of the asev is Alin. So Zogdu Mora, Alin, ein bem shum refua. We're discussing refua on Shabbos. Anything that's not muchach that you're doing refua. If I'm eating a vegetable just because it's healthy for my well-being, that's not refua. It has to be muchach that is for refua. So Alin is a vegetable that is not muchach refua, and you're allowed to eat it. Zogd Rashi, ein bem shum refua bachilosoi. When you eat it, lohoyer heinayim deloy mosu. So Rashi is saying it doesn't heal. So it's not a dimyon. It's not a real medicine. So then Shneitzach is Eimbe Meshum. Maybe the Pshat's like this Rashi is saying. Let's say the ganze Welt thinks it's a remedy, but it's a hoax. So Eimbe Meshum Ufua. The Leimasu means nothing. Since it doesn't heal, it means nothing what the Welt thinks that it's a refuah and it's mutter. Tosis argues in Rashi. Tosis says, the top Tosis appears because of the Bachila Magi. Meaning, the word is that you're allowed to place it on the eye. That's what we're talking about. So not like Rashi that's referring to achila, but rather referring to placing it on the eye. And he brings it right from the next Gemara. It's eaten. The next Gemara is talking about gagira. Rav Shesh is acid. It's a regular food. You're allowed to eat regular foods. You're allowed to take healthy foods, even though it's marapa. So it's clearly we're not talking about eating, we're talking about placing an eye. Placing an eye is mucha milsa, that is refuah on Shabbos. On that, Tosis explains the Gemara that alin ein b'mishum refuah, so mele placing on an eye, either like Rashi, it's muta b'shabbos, it's not be'etzim refuah, or it's a mucha milsa. Maybe people do it. People do it even in a weekday. Eating not for health reasons. Stam they do it to wash themselves. But the point is, Tosis is learning it's not al sachila shaboy, it's us placing on the eye. Omer Rabbi Yosef, kuzbarta zagashi alaindra, which is coriander, aliaindra. It's a type of spice. Ein bo mishum refua. Right, it's not refua. It's not called that it's muchach at all for refua. Zog demora, Omer Rabbi Sheshes, kshois, which are haps. Ein bo mishum refua. Omer Rabbi Yosef, kuzbarta. This aliaindra, this coriander, afilu ledi koshali. Even me. Even though I'm blind and my eyesight should not be affected by something which is harmful, even for me it's kosher. So we see it's the opposite of refuah and avada it's mutter. Omer Rav Sheshes, gargira. This is what Tosfos brought. Gargira, which the Rashi calls urugu. Urugu is a type of herb, a type of flower. Afilu ledidi malali. Even Rav Sheshes was also a saginor. Even ledidi, even for me that I'm blind, it's mali, it heals. Helps me a bissel. L'chara would be telling the same sugi right before. According to Tosis, it's placing on the eye, and according to Rashi, it's eating it. Amayis achila. I mean, that's how Tosis learned the sugi before, and Rashi learns talking about achila. L'chara is machlokes. Is the achila mucha milsadik achila, or is the putting on the eye mucha dik that it's lefua? But the gagira is taka osa. Afilu ledi, it's miley. So Rashi, the moira naim ano, silma al yali. What'd you say? By which Rebbe Maskel? Not by me. Oh, there's two afilodidis, There's afilodidis before, right? By kuzbarto. The ma'or enayim ano koshli lekev enayim im yochleno. So Rashi clearly said, we're talking about achila. And that would be Rashi in place of the shtosoy. Next Rebbe Maskel, he says it also. We don't repeat it again. Rashi doesn't have to repeat it, but it's talking about achila. So it's mylily. Zog the Gemara. Tosis says a kasha that if we're talking about kuzbarta that is mazik and it doesn't help. Kosher l'rim ken amai itzich l'meim Rav Yosef kuzbarta emem b'shem refuah ken amai zeks l'naim versteht sich. You need to tell me something that's a mazik, it's mutter, versteht sich. Of course it's mutter. It's mazik. If it's sad that it's refuah. Koshken la merapa. Vo'oimri doch koma. Eimba mishmufu kloima. Yeshe toyin vesvurin. It's mamash like we said. It's a hoax. The people think she yesh ba refuah. Ve'en b'gafur. El ma'zekes le'inayim. V'yocholiyas. Shemahana. Oysa b'shumenyan. Healthy is something else, but not what I'm looking for the remedy. So man, that's him. So I'm going with that svara of Rashi that it's loy masu. And that's what he's been mechadish over here. That what he has to speak out. That even though it's mazik, but lamaisa people think it's masu. That's eba mishumafua. And therefore it's mutan Shabbos. Zok the gemara of Omer ma'uk for Omer Shmuel kominik shoyis. All types of haps shoru are permissible. They're not gefur. It's not muchach. You allowed to eat them on Shabbos. Zok Rashi again lemechol. Levar mi taruza. Taruza is osir. So Rashi, she'ein odom oichel al refuah, mucha milsa. Again, this is something that's muchach on refuah. Prune juice is good for your stomach, but it's not muchach refuah. People drink it. But this type of thing, taruza, is only drinking, eaten because of refuah. So that's why it's taka osir. That type of haps. Zog di gemara, omer af chizdo, shrike tavya. So Rashi learns, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Start with Rashi. Rashi says, Shrika Tavya means if you have a piece of meat that's tzoli, that's roasted, and now you want to batter it with lishrak v'litoyach shemen ubeyim agugolin, you want to put eggs and oil. That's ready magugol. That's ready, let's say soft boiled egg. It's ready magugol. You want to now smear it on when it's cham. It's mutter as long as it's not reiteach in order to even vashel. And we don't say it's domi lemesakin. I'm be mesakin the boss. So first of all, you have a chiddush to be halacha speaks out over here that we see that there's a mesakin. There would have been a mesakin by oichlin. That means makve patish. Mesakin is makve patish. But the point is, you don't have this problem. No shachas to the previous sugya of refuah. Stam, it's not called tikkun oichlin. It's not called makve patish. It's not a problem of bishul because the mice it's cham, but it's not that hot, obviously. So then you're allowed to put it on. That's a chiddush. Avdem zog to gemo the next case. So shrike tavi is shogi. Pipua beya. Mashe enkein. So drashi litra beyam ugugolim bekoro. To be teirif the beyam. That's also. Why? The mischazi command the boilam ishdina bekdeira. It looks like you're about to put it into a pot. So it's michzi kamavasho. It's mixed, it's nearer that you're prepping it in order to put it into a kedera. So that you're prepping it to put it into a kedera. Pipua beya, that means to shake it, you know, when you take that, to shake it up.
To beat it.
So that looks like you're readying it, prepping it. So that's mixi kemavashal. So sugya, no shakas to the previous sugya. Tud nekudas legabe bishel, or legabe tikkun oichlin. Shrikatavi is mutter, pipua beya is awesome. Tosfos argue. This Tosfos argues in Rashi. Shrika Tavya, Pirish Rach, Mayim Shemesarim Memeyavtiach. It's the water that you take out of the Avatiach, out of the watermelon. Veshoisim Vidal Shalshal. It's a remedy. It's eaten. You can drink watermelon juice. But Lemais, it's doing in order to be Meshalshal, in order to create diarrhea that the person needs for his stomach ailment. Verotzaloimar, the Chiddush is, the Mutra Lesarim Mayim Shememayon. So it's a hemshchah sugya because it's not refuah because shikatavi is mutter. Mash enke pipua bay is also the lemitchel below sinun. It's not eaten without the sinun. So when you take the watermelon juice and you misanin it, it's not muchach. They doing refuah. Why? Because you can drink it without the sinun also. So I'm makpid on the sinun. Mash enke pipua bay. That's only misanin refuah. You won't eat it without it. Pipuya bay is also the lemitcha b'loy sinun shapir. The hashal say shapir lefirach. The shaycha milsa laocha. The ma'ariv refuah. It's mamash hemshcha the sugya that's referring to refuah. We'll see soon in the next gemara that also yain tzolul is also talking about sinun, which is the hemshcha of the gemara according to Tosfos very geshmak. Zog the gemara. The visu de ziri, the wife of ziri. Avdalei lechia barashi, she made this dish of Shrika Tavya, according to Rashi, it's battering the tzli, the basar. According to Tosfos, it's the watermelon sifting for shilshul. So she made it for Chiyah Barashi. For Leochal, he didn't want to eat it. Rashi's going on the Shrika Tavya. Of the Lezak Dach is Shrika Tavya. So Omalei, she told him, L'rabach Avdilei, meaning my husband Zigi, which is your Rebbe, I made this dish. For Ochal, and he ate it. V'at Leochalt. That held its mutter. The Omer Ziri, noisen adam yain tzolu umayim tzlulin. You allowed to put clear wine and clear water. The teich mishmeres. According to Tosfos, it's mamish ahemshach. He put it into a sinun, into a sifter. B'shabes v'enachoshes, because you can drink it without sifting. Obviously, when you sifting sediments. That's, of course, boirer. That's also. We're talking about yayin solu, so that you're allowed to put in the sifter. And that's zilish tosi, that's matir. So Mele, his wife served it to him. But it's going to Tosi, it's mamish tehem shechasugya. According to Rashi, stam, shrika tavia should be mutter, because not mucha milsa lefua, not zafua. Shrika tavia is mutter, because it's not considered a tikkun, just like zero is matir yayin solu. Alma, the reason is, like the Gemara Fiyos, you have to go to Rashi, you have to stress this. Came in the Mishtati, Yochi, la midi kovid, I didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. Rashi wanted to say it's a problem of tikkun mona. Since it's not necessary, you eat it, sleep without it, so it's not tikkun mona. So just like over here, the yayin, solu, it doesn't need this separation in the sifter, so it's not called a tikkun mona. The Mishtati, Yochi, it's drunk this way. So it's drunk this way, it's not. Kung to Tosis, it's Mamish Geshmak, it's the same sinun. The Maisa sinun on the Avatiach, so Zirlishitosoi. That is Mishtati, Yochi. Kung to Rashi, it's not a tikkun mona, because the Maisa it's eaten this way. Just like the Yain Solo doesn't really need the sifting. Alma came to Mishtati, Yochi, La Midikovid. Zokma Ochanami came to Mitkal, Yochi, it's eaten this way. So La Midikovid didn't do anything by the Shrika Tavya. If someone has a wound on his hand or on his foot, you soak it in wine. Wine stops the bleeding. So it's yiladu. And you don't have to worry about it on Shabbos. I guess in a weekday, Stamazoi people in a weekday without an ailment also soak themselves in wine.
But you're allowed to do it on Shabbos?
So Gemara is saying there's no chash of refuah because it's not muchamilsa. Rufu is only by Mucha Milsa. It's not Mucha Milsa. People do it stam. Zog the Gemara, Ibailu, Chalamahi. What about vinegar? Wine people do. Not because of Rufu either. Stam they want to wash themselves. But vinegar they don't. It smells. So maybe it's Mucha Chatzirfu. Omrav Hillel, Ravashi, Kavina Rav Kana, Amri, Chalaloi, not vinegar. That's not Mucha Milsa. Omrav Hani B'nei Mechuza, the people of Mechuza, came in the Mefanke. They're mefunuk, they don't use wine ever. Because they're not reichitz wine. Their skin is very delicate. It's kosher lipsogim b'tzoyim so. So by them, they never use wine. So afilu chamra nami masilu. So even chamra, even wine, it's mucha milsa that it's masilu and it's osa. So gmo rabbina ikle beravashi. Chazi de drichel le chamra. He saw that a donkey, chamra v'im means a donkey, stepped on him. Agabe de kare. On the gab of his foot. So he needed to be healed. V'yosu katzomis le bechalo. And he put it in vinegar. I vinegar, we said loy. Omalei, loy sovale mal hodom rav hilal chaloloi. Omalei, gava yad v'gava regal shiny. On the gav of the yad, not in the palm, the opposite side. The gav is different. Because gava yad is considered like a vorem apnimi. Zog the Gemara, gava yad v'gava regal shiny. It's different, zog the Rashi, shemakosa koshu mesukun, mechalom tza Shabbos. So of course I did chala. It's sakona. Sakona y mechal Shabbos even. He saw that he was using wine. And wine, we said, is only dependent if you're mefunuk or not. That's muchach. So wine should be also. Because gavaregel is different. It's like the inner organs. And the inner organs is sakona. The gav is this side. No. Right. Because over here you have the veins coming up. So it's like a makashal cholol and a melee machalan sa shabbos. We'll stop over here. Tonu rabbonon towards the bottom of the Ahmed.